was around December, right? Where it, like, we'd rain for like 2 weeks straight, and then Eskom's call was wet.
Yeah, the first 2 weeks of December.
Huh. Yeah, that's what England is like. Where everything becomes muddy and it's soaked and it's humid, and you're like, can this already like stop? I'm done with it.
No, we don't want such rain. We are okay.
So, yeah, we'll get into the details of the 20 most overrated places that, you know, I just scratch off of your list. And we'll give you a couple of places that we think are definitely worth checking out. This is from personal experience, from friends who have gone there.
Okay.
But I've noticed this thing where if one person does it and then they like it, then everybody does it. This happened with Thailand and Phuket.
Yeah.
Like everyone who heard about Phuket is so amazing. And then everybody went to Phuket. What's the new place everybody's running to?
Bali.
Thank you. Yes.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Unions fear SAA is laying the ground for job cuts and the first coronavirus case confirmed in the US. Newcastle and Arsenal grab draws as Aston Villa win on crazy night of the Premier League, and Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams press record bids at the Australian Open. Details coming up at 7:30.
A quick look as to what's happening on your roads this morning. If you're heading towards Four Ways, try and avoid the N1 northbound. There's been an accident just before the William Nicol Drive exit. That's causing heavily backed up traffic stretching all the way back to the Buccleuch interchange. Also on the N12 eastbound, there's an overturned bus that's just after the Golden Highway. That's causing major delays just before Eldorado Park. Various sets of faulty traffic lights this morning, starting off at Woodmead Drive and Woodlands Drive. Also at Woodmead Drive as you get off the M1 highway. At Kaya Sands, at Malabongwe Drive and River Road. At Modafinteen Road and Park Lane Drive all the way out in Kempton Park. And then at Rumsak at Paul Kruger and Taylor Road as well. Remember, if there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you can simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning. Unions say they are worried that job cuts at the SAA are imminent if the airline doesn't receive the 2 billion rand bailout from government to fund its business rescue plan. The national carrier announced yesterday it had cancelled some domestic and international flights due to low demand and to save money. SAA is in desperate need of a bailout and says it started a process to optimize its position ahead of any further financial assistance. The National Transport Movement Vukosi Ntatane says they hope government would urgently provide the 2 billion rand in emergency fund.